Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. You just hit this little button here, Jeremy, and you can start talking on the radio. That's a neat concept.
That's technology.
It's crazy.
It's awesome.
It's crazy stuff. Hey, Cardinals Reds tonight, 6:20 pregame, 7:15 first pitch. And what we're doing later in the show, we're giving you the chance to win 4 Cardinals tickets.
Yeah, so keep listening. We're giving away 4 tickets in section 337. Row 4 to the Saturday's game against the Diamondbacks. It's July 9th. So keep listening for your chance to win these 4 Cardinals tickets.
You can go watch Stephen Drew play shortstop for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Justin Upton's pretty good,
yes,
too.
Yes, he is. Well, yes.
And Albert Pujols is likely to be in the lineup, too.
Oh, that's true. So we'll do that later in the show, and we'll tell you when we're going to do that. Right now, we're going to welcome in Megan Matsumoro. She's the baseball beat reporter for the Northwest Herald. She covers the Cubs and Sox. And Megan, is Mike Quatty the problem right now?
Honestly, I don't think you can pin this on him. I mean, I think it'd be difficult for any manager to be in this situation. I mean, at this point, with Dempster having missed a start, every guy in their starting rotation from the start of the season has missed at least one start, and 4 of them have been on the DL. So, I mean, I don't know what manager could have, you know, weathered something like that, and I don't really think you can give him all of the blame.
Okay, Jeremy Werner is a conspiracy theorist.
Huh?
Is that how you say that? And he thinks the Cubs have hired Quatty just for a little stopgap to where they can then hire Joe Girardi, et cetera, down the road. Why didn't they just hire Ryan Sandberg and get it done with?
I think the Cubs kind of knew what this year was going to be like, honestly. I mean, do you want to really put Ryan Sandberg in a situation where he's beloved by all Cub fans, and then you have a season where you're stuck with a lot of big contracts that are set to expire, and you kind of had this weird mix of youngsters and veterans? I mean, honestly, I don't know who would have really wanted to step into a situation like this. And, you know, probably looking at it from afar from his new gig with the Phillies, he's probably happy right now that he didn't get it.
Talking with Megan Matsumoro. She's a Chicago baseball beat reporter for the Northwest Herald up in the Chicago suburbs. Read her stuff at nwherald.com. Well, Nate, with Megan, I mean, Cubs fans, they looked forward to the Sox series. That didn't go well. They lost 4-2 this year, lost that coveted BP Cup. And then they got the All-Star game to look forward to. Starlin Castro is in that game. Good thing Sean Marshall didn't get in,
correct,
like we were talking about. But what do they have to look forward to now?
I mean, you can hope that someone will bite on Ramirez. I mean, you can hope that somebody's looking for something on this team to take. But, I mean, you still have the youngsters. I mean, Starlin, it'll be interesting to see, you know, how the rest of this season finishes, if he can keep putting up the offensive numbers that he has. And you still have some younger guys, and I mean, you have Carlos Pena. I mean, he's hitting home runs. He's been putting on the show lately. So, I mean, there's some things, and I guess you're going to have some good teams coming in town with the Reds, Cardinals, and Brewers. So you have that to look forward to, and they've played well against the Brewers, at least lately, on that homestand. So maybe you can hope that they build on it against divisional opponents. But yeah, there's not too much to look forward to with this team right now.
Yeah, we're about 3 or 4 weeks away from that trade deadline. I mean, Aramis Ramirez, Carlos Pena at least are playing well now, so maybe they have some value. But do you see the Cubs as sellers, or I've heard whispers of them maybe taking on a guy or trying to build next year where they can be contenders maybe even next year?
Well, Hendry talked about it, I'd say probably about a week ago, stating that there's not going to be any sort of fire sale, probably, because to have a fire sale, you'd have to have people interested in some of these bad contracts. But he kind of made a good point that, you know, they're not going to get rid of somebody that, you know, they'll need to replace in the off season. You know what I mean? So they're not going to trade Giovanni Soto and then have to try and find a catcher,
sure,
or, you know, have to rely on a rookie guy like Wellington Castillo. So, you know, I could see them maybe trading some smaller pieces. I think it'll be interesting to see, you know, do they keep Carlos Marmol and, you know, guys in the bullpen, especially, you know, Kerry Wood. He's going to get a ton of interest considering his contract is pennies for what he could be making. So it'll be interesting to see what direction they take. Jeff Baker is a helpful utility guy that can play a bunch of positions. Obviously, he left the game yesterday with back spasms. But it'll be interesting. I don't think it'll be a full-out, you know, get rid of anyone. But if people are calling on Ramirez and Pena, I think you have to definitely take a listen to that.
If people are calling about Carlos Marmol, a guy that signed for two more years, a 28-year-old closer, when you think about the Cubs, I mean, we don't think that they're going to be contenders in the next 2 years. Would the Cubs listen, do you think?
I'd say you'd have to definitely be getting a good prospect piece back. I mean, I don't think it can be one of those things where you get three kind of average parts and hope something pans out, because that's going to make you look bad, especially when you have kind of some shaky pieces in the pen. Obviously, a couple of those, like Grabo, their contract's going to be done soon. So I think they definitely would take a listen. But then again, I mean, you don't want to get rid of all your best players, because you still want to put a competitive team together next year, especially if, for all we know, they're planning on, you know, going after Fielder or Pujols. So I think it'll be interesting to see, you know, what kind of moves they do make, because I think that'll kind of give a sign as to what they plan to do the offseason.
Megan Matsumuro, she's the Chicago baseball beat reporter for the Northwest Herald. She covers the Cubs and the White Sox. And I'm sorry, but if they get rid of Marmol, I'm going to think of the Cubs just like I think of them now. That would be the dumbest thing. And I know what you're saying, Jeremy, but I mean, that is one piece to the puzzle you've got solved right now. So don't you want to just keep adding to that?
Yeah, but I mean, are you going to have this closer in 2 years?
And I know what you're saying. It's like, what do you need a closer for when you're 17
right,
back?
Right. That's my thought, at least.
That's a good point. Well, and Aramis Ramirez, I mean, is he a guy, like you said, you don't want to get rid of a Soto because and then have to go find a catcher. I assume Ramirez is going to be gone anyway, and I would say that he would be their best trade ship right now. No?
Yeah, I'd say it's one of them. I think Pena is very enticing, especially for an AL team that wants a left-handed bat. I mean, he has, you know, almost 20 homers, and that's without hitting any in April. So, I mean, he clearly hasn't lost his power, and he draws a lot of walks, too. He's a good defender on the field. So I definitely think, especially with him only having this one-year contract, it would be very enticing. Aramis, it's going to be interesting because there's not that many marquee third baseman right now, especially in the National League. So, you know, that could be a spot that maybe someone wants to upgrade. So it'll be interesting. I mean, obviously, it doesn't seem like Ramirez will be back next year. So I'm sure they would try and get anything they could for him.
Megan, switching to the south side of the city, White Sox continue to struggle against the AL Central. What is it about playing the Twins and the Royals that they just can't string together any wins?
Yeah, it's not good. And, you know, Ozzie said yesterday that if they can't beat their own opponents, they're not going to go anywhere this season. They're in the middle of playing 19 straight against the division, and that's not even the worst stretch. At the end of the year, basically to close out the season, they'll have 26 straight against their own division. So, I mean, if you can't take a series from the Royals, who are last in the division, I mean, that's obviously a huge concern when you have teams like the Twins who have been playing a lot better this past month, and the Indians don't seem to be going away at all. So obviously I don't think you can really understate how important this four-game series is against the Twins to close out the first half.
And Megan, I think last night was a big synopsis of the White Sox season. I mean, they get 13 hits, only get 3 runs out of it, can't get the big hit. I know I was joking with you on Twitter just about, you know, they have to be last in runners in scoring position. They're surprisingly 21st, but they just can't get that clutch hit.
Yeah, and, you know, it's something that it's really baffling because, I mean, with some of the guys they have in the lineup, you think that they would be able to put stuff together. And, you know, they've really only had 2 series this whole season, to open in Cleveland and then the series in Boston, where they've really just pounded the ball and for the entire series. So, I mean, I don't know. Ozzie hasn't had any idea of really what to say as to, you know, what they can do to change it when they have runners in scoring position. And, you know, but part of it is when you have Adam Dunn batting third, and Carlos Quinton, even though he's their all-star, he's hitting about 250, a little bit above that. Alex Rios isn't hitting anything. I mean, really, Konerko and, of all people, Pierzynski have been the two best hitters in their lineup this season, and that's not going to be enough to consistently drive guys in.
Megan, there's a person that writes for the Northwest Herald called Megan Montemurro, good reporter, and I'm reading an article from this person, and it says that Adam Dunn's tired of hearing about being in this slump. That's
yep.
you, right? That's you. You
yeah,
wrote that article.
That would be me.
All right, I got it now. I'm figuring this out. But you know what? I don't blame him, because like you say in here, or he says it, you know, it's like everywhere I go, people want to tell me how to hit. And yeah. I'm sure that gets tiring.
Yeah, and I mean, you feel for the guy. I mean, he said about how he really can't go out much anymore, because even when he's at restaurants, people come up to him and give him advice. But then you hear him say stuff like this before. He said this before the game yesterday, which he ended up going 0-for-5 with 3 strikeouts. He said, "I don't know anything about hitting mechanics. I know when I hit it good, and I know when I don't." So
that, I had a huge problem. I was going to bring that up, Megan.
Yeah.
Is that the problem here? I mean, he's been a free swinger all his life, and he never seemed to get into a bad rut. You know, he's always a 220 hitter, 240 hitter, but he never got into a bad rut power-wise. Maybe that's the problem. He doesn't know enough about hitting a baseball. He's just kind of a free swinger. He doesn't know how to adjust.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty much, I think, the definition of a slugger. I mean, he goes up there hacking away, and, you know, it's interesting. Someone asked, you know, Konerko, if it's tough seeing a teammate go through this, and, you know, he was like, "Well, I've had stretches like this and 03 and 08, and you're just kind of thinking, yeah, but Konerko is a guy that will meticulously break down at bats to figure out what he did wrong, even if he got a hit in the sequence. Whereas Dunn, he has all this free time between at bats when he's DHing. He doesn't know what to do with that free time. He's never had that downtime. He's never analyzed, you know, his swing. He doesn't swing during the off season. So, you know, that's why I feel like there's kind of too many people optimistic about the fact that he's going to come out of this. Oh, he's going to come out of this. Well, the first half is basically over, and he hasn't come out of it. So I don't know what sign or what point you believe that it's going to change at all. So, I mean, it's a major problem. As you said, he's not going to bench him. He's keeping him in the lineup. And, you know, third is probably the best place he could hit with Konerko behind him, but that really hasn't changed anything lately.
And Paul Konerko's not an all-star.
Well, he's leading that final vote, which
That's
ends
good.
Tomorrow at 3. But, yeah, it was pretty shocking. I was in the Sox clubhouse as they were playing it on TBS, and obviously the team already knew about it. But still, when Carlos Quinton came up, and you just kind of realized that Carlos Quinton's their all-star representative, it was pretty surprising, considering I think you could argue that Konerko is at least top 5 consideration for AL MVP at this point
yes.
in the season. So I think he'll have a pretty good shot, because not only from, you know, Chicago people voting, but if you're a baseball fan and you're comparing those 5 guys, Konerko's numbers are by far the best out of them. So he should hold on and make the roster.
Without a doubt. Megan Montemurro, Northwest Herald. You can read her at NW.com.
NWHerald.com.
Herald. That's what I meant to say, Megan. Before this year is out, I'm going to get that right one time. NWHerald.com. Megan, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
All right. That is Megan Montemurro from the Northwest Herald, and we appreciate her input always on the Cubs and White Sox.
White Sox have 19, I think, of 19 their next games are AL Central opponents.
Really?
I mean, they get
right now is the time to make hay.
This is the time where they can make a push. I just have no faith in this team.
Are they only 3.5 still?
4.5.
Four and a half out. Okay. Hey, it's the Tay and Jay Show. 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.